Hello, good afternoon. My name is Jocelyn from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I am.
That's great. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
No, I don't like Joe Biden.
So you disapprove? Okay, let's put that down then. Next one is, do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
No.
So you disapprove as well?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay, next will be, would you say that things in the country are on the right track or wrong track?
What, since Biden became president?
Things that are going on in this country, do you think they're on the wrong track or right track?
Wrong.
Wrong. Thank you so much. Let's continue then. Next one is, would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong.
Wrong as well. Thank you. Politically, do you feel Virginia's primary southern state or not? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Not sure? Okay, no problem. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, thank you so much. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Your what?
Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you so much. Let's continue. Would you say things in local K through 12 education are generally in the right track or the wrong track?
Right
track. Thank you so much. A few more questions here. You've been wonderful. Let's begin. Let's continue. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? Would you say a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
I haven't read up on that one, but I mean, honestly, I think your education should be free. It doesn't matter if it's college or I think your education should be free.
And I understand. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So based on the answers I just gave you, would you say that only a little or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Thank you so much. And I do understand what you mean. So thank you for giving us that opinion. Next question is, supporters say that it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I don't know.
You don't know? Undecided? Okay, no problem. No problem then. Let's continue. Let's put that down. Given what you know, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
You know, I don't know because, like, it's crazy what's going on in the world. Like, it saddens me to leave my kids behind one day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you hear everybody's sides, but yet anybody's going to say what they want to say to get in office, you know, so they can, you know, have that rule. But I'm undecided.
All right, no problem. Let's put that down. No problem. Thank you so much. And again, remember that your opinion is very important, so there's not a wrong answer. We just want to hear what you think, honestly. So let's move on. A few more questions here. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned in? Would you say should or should not?
If they're not what? I didn't hear the last part.
Sure. If they are not zoned in, zone four?
I don't think zones should matter, honestly. I don't think it should matter. School is school, you know? Like, why do you got to be in the same zone? Some schools don't offer special things. Like, you know, some schools don't offer like classes for special needs kids, you know, or like my girlfriend, she's got a special needs boy and he's nonverbal, he's disabled, and you know, she's trying to get him in school to better his education, and no schools will take him.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I do understand, of course. All right, then let's put that down, and thank you for giving me that information. The next question is, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes.
Should or should not?
Should.
Sure, thank you so much. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school sources they choose to attend? Should or should not?
Should.
Thank you so much. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has been proliferation of marijuana, black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Do you support or oppose?
I support legal marijuana.
Thank you so much. Let's continue then. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax for sales of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? Should or should not?
Should.
Thank you. Let's continue. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as females to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Support or oppose?
I don't care. Leave them alone. Undecided. My kids are starting to get rowdy.
No problem. No problem. Let's continue then. Let's try to do this a little bit quicker. Thank you so much. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex? Support or oppose?
I don't know how I feel about that either. Like, there's a lot of people coming out, like, transgender. Like, it doesn't bother me. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
It doesn't bother me. I feel like everybody should have a right. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. All right, then let's put that as an answer then.
It's okay, Logan. Stop.
Do you support or oppose amending the market constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of the children? Do you support or oppose?
I guess support.
Thank you so much. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity? Do you support or oppose?
I don't understand that one.
Would you like me to repeat it again?
Yeah, I just didn't understand it. Like, do I support? Go ahead. Can you
read it again? All right, sure. I'll read it again. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
Like, I feel like if there's, like, any, like, molestation or race or anything like that, like, it absolutely needs to be reported. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, if somebody calls on their neighbor and says that they're abusing their children, you know, go after the people that are actually abusing their children instead of going after people that are harming their children. Like, you know, some people pick up the phone and call CPS because their garbage hasn't been out in a week. You know, like,
right.
People need to go after the right people instead of going after the wrongly accused people.
I understand. So, in this case, how would you say, would you support it then?
I guess, yeah.
Yes, all right, let's continue here. We're almost done. Now I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that which of the following? Access to care in my community is good, or is there more moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inequivalent?
And was this for healthcare?
The first one was access to care in my community is good. The other one is there is a moderate access to care in my community, or there's access to care in my community is inadequate.
There's care.
There is care. Would you say that is good, or there's the moderate access?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. Let's continue. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is not a priority?
Mild priority.
A medium priority?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Let's continue then. I do apologize. 1 second here. Not sure why it's taking a moment to go, but I apologize for that.
It's okay. Logan, you want to come in here, Mom? Come on. When did I get off the phone? Thought you wanted nuggets and fries. Figure it out. I'm only making one thing.
Okay, one idea has been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatments across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects in this plan. And it goes like this. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Well, I mean, I feel like anybody that needs help should get help. It shouldn't matter.
Okay, so
like
would that affect you? So would that be no effect?
What'd you say?
So I apologize. So what would it be? Would that be no effect to you then?
I mean, I get health care through the state. So, I mean, I don't know if that would affect me or not. But, like, okay. I feel like it shouldn't matter, like, race, age, you know, sex, homeless, or a good job. Like, the economy today, a lot of people need help, whether they work a 7-day job. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, let's put that down. Thank you so much. Next one is it includes $9 million to support mental health care patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
No.
Less likely then?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next one is the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Yes.
Thank you. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers in crisis establishments units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Yes.
Thank you. The plan also includes $15 million in funding to combat the epidemic crisis and support programming to reduce phenylalanine poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to service more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Yes.
Thank you so much. After hearing more details about the plan to invest $230 million of new fundings into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether or not you would support it.
I don't know. I really don't know.
No. Not sure? No problem. Let's continue. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, which is home, phone number, address, and emails to union organizations?
Yeah, I think you should have to have permission. I don't think you should be able to just be in the step out.
Of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We're almost done here, so thank you for your time. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts from public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I don't know.
You don't, not sure? No problem. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
I'm going to have to go with I don't know about that one either. I mean, you know, like when I
no
vote,
problem.
I just vote for the president because I don't pay attention to the other stuff. Like, I don't, you know, so I'm just answering at the best of my ability here.
Oh, that's perfect. No problem. No problem. I appreciate that. Next question is, the 2021, the law has passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I don't support that because that means everybody that doesn't have a car that's electric has to go out and buy one. What if you ain't got money for an electric car?
I completely understand. So let's put you opposed
that.
Okay, let's put that you opposed then. Thank you so much.
Not everybody.
You're absolutely to get an electric car. Yes, I completely understand. All right, let's put that then. Next one is federal tax brackets and deductions are extended for inflation, so the taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not even do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not extend tax state? Hold on, let me repeat that again. I apologize. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation. For that, taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
Should it?
Shouldn't. Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you so much. And what is your age?
Me? I'll be 39.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Which of the following best describes your race? Are you white, black, African-American, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
I'm white.
Thank you so much. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
I have two children that go to public school, and then I've got two children that go through Time for Learning, which is homeschooling.
I understand. Thank you for giving me that information. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you. All right, welcome to the survey. Thank you so much for your time. You've been wonderful. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.